Our next article is entitled Cultivating Leaders for Climate Justice. Students of Seminary Certificate Program Share Their Experiences. It's written for us by Ryan Cumming. Ryan Cumming is a program director for hunger education with the ELCA World Hunger Unit. Elena Cedillo, Chad Rimmer, and Phoebe Moret greeted each student as they joined the Zoom conference. The students, representing 10 countries ranging in age from 21 to 70, had gathered online in the fall of 2021 as the first group of Pacific Lutheran's Theological Seminary Certificate in Climate Justice and Faith, based in its Center for Climate Justice and Faith, which opened in 2020. Cedillo and Rimmer of the Lutheran World Federation facilitated the course of study. 30 participants were selected for the online certificate group, the curriculum for which aims to empower participants to cultivate moral, spiritual, and practical power for leadership in the work of climate justice. Certificate students vary in vocation and background, but are all looking to integrate their faith with a desire to act locally for climate solutions. The certificate program's fall semester involves a knowledge-building component in which students hear from experts, explore theological and biblical foundations for climate justice, and interact with one another in online forums and weekly discussions. The spring semester encourages in-context skill building, allowing students to apply what they've learned by developing a sacred action project intended to serve their community. The Center for Climate Justice and Faith is the result of a collaboration between the seminary, Lutheran World Federation, Lutherans Restoring Creation, and ELCA World Hunger. "This collaboration is spirit-led," said Cynthia Molibita, professor of theological and social ethics at the seminary and the center's founding director. "Without any of these partners, the Certificate in Climate Justice and Faith would not have been born." The center's work reflects the partners' shared vision of linking faith to effective action. For World Hunger, the partnership connects two related priorities: addressing the root causes of hunger and investing in the education of leaders working toward a just world where all are fed. This led World Hunger to provide financial support for the center in the years 2021 and 2022. At the core of the certificate program are international students learning together and supporting one another. Morad, who is the executive director and coordinator of Lutherans Restoring Creation, believes this diverse learning community makes the center unique and necessary as the church responds to the global climate crisis. She said, "These people may never be in the same room, but after months of shared readings, spiritual exercises, and hearing each other's perspectives, this community will be holding each other in prayer and will remain accountable to one another across many time zones." In this article, some of the students in the inaugural group share what brought them to the center and how the experience has impacted them so far. We hear from Sabi Elizabeth Aitia, founder and CEO of a nonprofit and member of the Lutheran Church of Christ in Nigeria. She says, "My burning desire to care for God's creation led me to apply for this program, and through the course, I have been deeply connected to God and gained a better theological understanding of my responsibility to care for creation. My life has transformed since I began this program. My horizons have been broadened, and I have a clearer and deeper relationship with the Lord. I'm excited to work with everyone in my congregation to raise awareness of climate justice and empower people made vulnerable as the result of climate crisis and migration." We also hear from Lisa Swanson Falidi, a writer and theologian and farm owner in North Dakota. "As a writer and theologian, I feel a vocational calling to meld my background with my lifelong interest in the health and stewardship of creation. I see the church as the principal place in society where we're called by God to address climate justice and care for creation. Participating in the cohort at PLTS has strengthened my understanding of the situations others face outside my own realm of experience. I've learned a lot from other students, and now I feel called to create resources, communications, liturgies, and more for people from small congregations, especially in rural areas, and I look forward to delving further into the active and community-centered work ahead. This from Ashley Prokinen, an activist and graduate student in natural resources and sustainable development in Pennsylvania. She says, "My pastor from my Lutheran campus ministry recommended that I apply, and I was fascinated by the course materials and the cohort style. The opportunity to learn how other siblings in Christ view their relationship with God, creation, and humanity has been indescribable. I absolutely know it is my call to advocate for climate justice and the environment, and is more than just important for the church to be involved in this work. God charged us to care for creation, to name creatures, and to learn and understand. Thus, the church needs to be at the forefront of caring for creation and fighting for climate justice. I cannot wait to see what our cohort accomplishes." This from Kwanenele Nkube, a pastor and dean of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Zimbabwe. "The desire to be an advocate for climate justice led me to this program. My passion for climate justice makes me have a different worldview when it comes to all creation. It's imperative for the church to be involved in this work because the church has the people and the scriptures to address climate justice and the role of humans as stewards. Working with the other students has made me realize that while the climate change that affects my area is not known to some, climate change has affected almost every corner of the world in different ways. In my own community, I've been planting small trees on a small scale. This is the work I'll continue to pursue after I finish the certificate, since my region is fast becoming a desert due to deforestation." This from Larry Ryan, a retired high school teacher and a member of the Delaware, Maryland Synod Creation Care Team. He says, "In my lifetime, I've experienced both the revelation of the glory of God's creation and the ways many natural wonders of our planet have degraded. This has created an unjust reality for many people who depend on the land in order to live. I have learned and grown much through my relationships with those in my cohort who share the realities of how the climate crisis has impacted their lives, and I've been inspired by the ways they have helped heal their communities. The certificate program at PLTS has provided me with many tools to discover faith responses to the climate crisis. There's much to teach about the love of God by how we honor creation so that others may live a healthy and abundant life." This from Kolade Fadahunsi, a director of the Institute of Church and Society in Ibadan in Nigeria. He says, "I applied for the certificate to seek more knowledge and learning. The program is relevant to the realities of our time and the calling of the church to be the platform to set the standards and care for creation. We're created in God's image and charged as stewards of the earth. Working with the other students, I have learned from my experiences. In my work, I plan to focus on the nexus between water scarcity, deforestation, and climate injustice, and to engage in legislative advocacy for fostering change." Our last one is from Jillian Ross, pastor and artist in California. "I'm not always excited about Zoom meetings, yet when my cohort comes to the screen, I feel like we are prisms, eliciting light like a kaleidoscope. Once we begin sharing how climate change is causing suffering in the places we live and for the people we love, a deep caring is developed between us as participants. we have each answered a call to respond to the needs and problems of specific places, and through the readings, reflections, and online conversations, we are creating a fuller, richer dialogue to bring each other into finding solutions for a dilemma that's impossible to take on individually. This gives me hope. Along with this first successful group of the certificate program, the Center has initiated a concentration in climate justice and faith for seminary students and a program in community organizing for climate justice as Love in Action. In the coming year, the Center intends to launch a new Spanish language version of the Certificate in Climate Justice and Faith for students across the ELCA and other member churches of the Lutheran World Federation.